The Home Depot tiene todo lo que necesitas para decorar esta Navidad y volver tu visión realidad. Como nuestras luces LED con tecnología SteadyLit, que mantendrá tus luces brillando incluso si una de las bombillas falla. Con nuestra gran variedad de luces disponibles solo en tienda desde $5, puedes crear una blanca Navidad o un espectáculo de colores. Encuentra todo para celebrar tus fiestas en The Home Depot.
In this bulletin, a signing ceremony finalizes a defense treaty between Australia and Papua New Guinea. New laws imminent on a 000 custodian after service outages. And in the NRL, Broncos star Reece Walsh reveals how he helped his team overcome Melbourne Storm in the grand final. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. A landmark defence treaty has just been signed by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his Papua New Guinean counterpart in Canberra. The Puk Puk Agreement, named after the local word for crocodile, will require each nation to come to the aid of the other if under military attack. It will also create a pathway for citizens to serve in the other country's defence force. The treaty, which was originally expected to be signed in Port Moresby 2 weeks ago, is being seen as a positive step towards shoring up Western influence in the Pacific in the face of approaches from China. And Communications Minister Annika Wells will meet the head of telecommunication companies tomorrow as the government rushes through new laws to enshrine a 000 custodian. It comes after two separate Optus 000 outages, one of which was linked to three deaths. The custodian will stand in addition to new rules that mean carriers must share real-time information on outages with emergency services and the media regulator. Embattled Optus chief Stephen Roo, along with Telstra and TPG bosses, have been summoned to Canberra ahead of the peak bushfire season. Ms. Wells tells the Seven Network that the two Optus outages since 2023 were the result of Optus failures.
There's nothing that anybody, whether the independent regulator, other telcos, has pointed out yet that any of us could have done to stop the failures that happened at Optus from happening at Optus. What happened here, Matt, was a failure by Optus to comply with existing laws. And the laws that we're bringing in this week are to further enshrine confidence of taxpayers in the 000 system. The laws that are coming this week would not have stopped what happened at Optus a couple of weeks ago, because that was a catastrophic failure, a second on the part of Optus.
Meanwhile, activists of the Gaza Humanitarian Aid Flotilla have accused Israeli authorities of abuse and rights violations after being released from detention. The 50 vessels of the Global Sumud Flotilla were intercepted by Israel last week in the latest attempt by humanitarians and activists to challenge the naval blockade of Gaza and deliver food and medicine to civilians trapped inside. Spanish activists who've now arrived home from Israeli detention are accusing Israeli police officers of physically abusing activists, as well as denying them essential medicines and refusing them contact with their lawyers, family, and respective governments. Israel has so far deported at least 170 of the more than 450 activists it detained, while six Australians reportedly remain in Israeli detention. Juan Bordera, a Spanish politician who joined the flotilla, says he fears for the safety of his colleagues who remain in prison. Of course we fear for them, as we've been under the same situation as them. We know water they're getting is not good, rotten food. They are being beaten and other people are doing hunger strikes while they do not have access to drinking water. How are we not going to be worried about them? The Israeli Foreign Ministry denies that they are violating the rights of the detained activists. In the United Kingdom, British police are investigating the firebombing of a mosque in Sussex as a hate crime after the assailants set the building alight while two worshippers were still inside. A mosque representative has told CNN that two people in balaclavas tried to force the door open on Saturday night before pouring gasoline onto the steps and attempting to burn the building down. Sussex police have called the incident an appalling and reckless attack, which has left the local Muslim community feeling unsafe. The incident comes just days after an attack at a synagogue in Manchester claimed the lives of two men. The British government says additional security will be deployed at synagogues across the country after the deadly attack. And in sport, Broncos fullback Reece Walsh, who starred in Brisbane's thrilling 26-22 grand final win over Melbourne Storm, has described how he calmed his nerves before the game. The Clive Churchill medalist scored a superb try and set up three others in the come-from-behind victory, while also performing three key try-saving plays in defence. Amid celebrations in the dressing room, Walsh said he felt emotional before the game.
I cried on the way, cried before last week's game. I got to the team room for our meeting and I could see the boys were a little bit nervous, and I think that calmed me down because I knew I had to, you know, do my job for them.
I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.